360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And on this Monday morning, coming off a three-game sweep of one of the best teams in baseball, Brewers broadcaster Sophia Minert is with us. What was that plane ride back to Milwaukee like, Sophia?
I think everyone was just happy to be heading home, honestly. I think it was obviously a long stretch on the road. Those are really challenging trips, Chicago, L.A., and then finishing up in Texas. So, yeah, everyone's happy to be home and have an off day today.
When you guys are right, we got out of L.A. like just in time. If you look at the flooding that's going on there and all that, was everybody happy to be moving on out of Southern California with what was coming their way?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we were hearing everything that was happening with the hurricane and coming in, and they ended up changing the schedules for those teams. They all played. Basically, all the West Coast teams in California played doubleheaders on Saturday to anticipate, clearing, the teams out and not having any games on Sunday, which I think ended up being probably the best decision for them.
Sophia, good weekend for the Brewers. Bounce back after those tough three games in Los Angeles. Should we be concerned with Sal Frelick's hamstring injury? I know he was bumped out of the lineup yesterday. I believe Craig Counsell said it was more of a precautionary thing, but is there any concern there going forward for one of the Brewers' top prospects?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they think it's very serious. He was just running out of ground ball in Saturday's game and just tweaked it or felt a tighten up on him. So, typically he would be in the lineup yesterday against Max Scherzer, never faced him before, but I think just knowing what they have ahead of them this week, the off day today, another off day coming up on Thursday, I think they just felt like it was best to give him a full day off of his feet, give him two off days, see how he feels on Tuesday. I think they're hoping he'll be just fine.
Short series here against the Twins, as you mentioned, just a couple of games. So what do we know about Minnesota?
They're in first place in the American League Central, and that division, it's been an interesting one. It's been similar to the National League Central, not the strongest division in the American League. Some of the teams at times have all been below 500, and it's kind of like who wants to take control of the division, like who wants to take first place. And I think for now, Minnesota's in that spot, so they'll be facing two right-handers in the series, and we'll see how it goes.
I like our chances. Great finish to this road trip. 6-3 on the roadie for the crew.
You weren't feeling this way on Friday.
Who was?
Oh, all right.
Right. Thanks, Sophia. We'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks.
It was brought up. I told you what my dad texted me the other day.
In this room, they won't even be in first place on Monday.
Well, I mean, that was a realistic possibility, Eric.
Yeah, well, yes.
Let's be real.
Didn't happen.
Aaron and Oconomowoc did text since we read the text on Friday. We want to hear what Vince's dad texted about the Brewers after the sweep. Because he texted during the show just to my brother and me, like he woke up angry after we got swept by L.A.
Right.
So then we sweep one of the best teams in baseball right on the heels of that. Sunday afternoon on cue, the text begins with, okay, just when I think that I'm out, they drag me back in. The Godfather reference, yes. Just when I think that I'm out, they pull me back in. So Joe Vetrano's back in. Good. 7:48 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Mark Tauscher joins us next.